The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. We're back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. We had a huge 14 game slate for your Wednesday's night of coverage. We will get into that. First, I just want to let you guys know it's a short week for fantasy, you know, because the NBA All-Star weekend week whole extravaganza is coming up, so we will have no basketball from February 13th through the 19th. No fantasy basketball. We're going to have all-star basketball, but no fantasy NBA basketball from the 13th to the 19th. So that's going to give us a break, I guess, you know, a time to relax and, you know, enjoy the festivities and get back to it. So, but if you're wondering why your matchups are looking a little weird, that's because no games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then no games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week for your fantasy matchups. All right, now let's get into this 14-game slate. It was a fun one, ladies and gentlemen. First game of the night, the Hornets defeated the Hawks 110-107. Onyeka Okongwu 18 and 2 blocks. Jalen Johnson 19, 13, and 9 assists, with 4 steals and a block, almost a humongous triple-double. But we're pretty much give it to him. 19, 13, and 9 is crazy. And the 4 steals, Jalen Johnson is showing why he deserved to be an all-star this year. Zachary Richardson started again. He is not showing why he should have been the first pick or a starter tonight. Only 5 points and 3 boards and 1 steal. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, 10 points, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Dyson Daniels was back in this one with 21 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Off the bench, CJ McCollum with 17 points, 8 assists, 6 boards, and a block, still being productive for your fantasy lineups, whether he's starting or on the bench. And if Zachary Richardson doesn't step it up, CJ will probably be back in the starting lineup, unfortunately for the youngster. For the Hornets, who won this one, Grant Williams did start because there was no Musa Diabate, no Miles Bridges. Grant had only 7 points, terrible shooting, 1 for 9 from the field, 0 for 6 from 3. But he did give you 8 rebounds and a block with also 5 assists. So, you know, that's not going to be the norm. Musa is suspended for 4 games. So, 3 more games of Grant Williams. He's going to shoot better than this, but he's showing you 32 minutes, good opportunities, good rebounds. He's going to be useful. Don't expect him to go 1 for 9 every night. He's not going to be great either, but he definitely will be at least 3 or 4 or 5 for 9 in the future. Brandon Miller with a huge 31-point performance, 9 boards, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Great game by Brandon Miller. If he wouldn't have missed time, he could have been pushing for all-star-ish. You know, Brandon Ingram was recently subbed in for Steph Curry, who's going to miss the game. Brandon Miller can easily have Brandon Ingram type of impact for this team. I don't know why his name. Too many Brandons, I guess. Ron Cockburn has started. We had high hopes for him. 5 points, 6 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Great job on the stocks with 2 steals and 2 blocks. But he only had 5 points. It's not really his fault because he only shot twice and he made both attempts. It's just you wish the team got him the ball more but I guess they used him as an afterthought rebounder, defender. So he played well in general. You still would want more rebounds as well, but 24 minutes is kind of weird. You would expect at least 30. But in his absence, they did bring up PJ Hall. He played 17 minutes, had a really nice game. 11 points, 10 boards, and a steal. So he will be useful as long as Diabate is out for three more games as well. But I do expect Cochraner to play more next game. He had four fouls in this one that may have contributed to that. Not much help off the bench in this one. Next game, the Wizards lost to the Cavs 138-113. Wizards did not have a center. Alex Saar was out. For some reason, Tristan Vucevic was out. You know, I was asked recently, Vucevic or Taylor Hendricks? And this is why I was skeptical about the big for the Wizards. He didn't even play tonight. No reason at all is listed. But they had Keyshawn George starting at center. That's why they lost by 25 points. But Keyshawn, 17-5 with the steal. Jameer Watkins started, the rookie, second-round pick. 16 points, really nice. Three boards and two assists. Bub Carrington, unfortunately, only 8 points, four assists. Want to see more from Bub. Bilal Coulibaly, 13 and two steals. And Trey Johnson, 10 points and two steals. Off the bench, Sharif Cooper and Justin Champagne. 11 and 12 points. Justin did have 8 boards and 3 steals. Great job. Sharif had a steal and a block. And Jaden Hardy, the new acquired guard, 11 points off the bench. They played a bunch of players. Some guys are G League type players, and you just see why they lost 14 and 39. They're tanking to get a star to go with Trey and AD next year. For the Cavs, Jared Allen, 21 and 9 with 2 blocks. James Harden, only 13 points, but he only shot the ball 4 times. Had 11 assists, 4 boards, 1 block. Didn't have to do much because it was a blowout. Even though he didn't have to do much either, Donovan Mitchell, 30 points, 5 assists, 3 boards, and 2 steals. Great game. Sam Merrill, 32 points. He was lighting up from 3. 90% from 3 from Sam Merrill. 9 out of 10 from 3. He basically was in practice in an open gym, just putting up shots, basically. No competition, no defense. To go 9 for 10 in a game is unheard of. I don't know if that's ever been done before. That's an incredible game by Sam Merrill. He had the bench going crazy. Also had 5 boards, a steal, and a block. Jalen Tyson, only 7-5 with a steal. And no one off the bench really did anything. Naquan Tomlin, 8-5-2 steals. Dennis Schroeder, 7 points. Not much going on the bench, even though it was a huge blowout. For the next game, the Bucks defeated the Magic 116-108. Kyle Kuzma, 15-7. Miles Turner did nothing offensively, but had 8 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. The stocks, the rebounds are there. We hope he can get his scoring up. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Jericho Sims started, had 17 points, 11 boards, 2 assists. There's no reason Jericho Sims getting 17 points and Miles Turner gets 5. Unless Miles' offense is just completely shot. Kind of weird. Kevin Porter Jr. with a triple-double. 18 points, 10 boards, 11 assists, 2 blocks. And he's killing it. Like I said, he can be the leading scorer for this team the rest of the season. But not so fast. Cam Thomas, who first game the other day did absolutely nothing. It looked like a nothing acquirement. He played 25 minutes tonight, 34 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 12 for 20 from the field, 4 for 6 from 3. Cam Thomas was lighting it up tonight, and we know he can do this. He is an offensive microwave player, and he lit it up tonight. And so when Giannis comes back, that's going to be fun to watch. We did have no Ryan Rollins tonight, so that allowed Cam to really flourish. It's going to be interesting. And I will mention, I told you last game, Usman Jang came over from OKC. Didn't do much the first game either. In this game, in 23 minutes, had 17 points and 3 boards. 6 for 10 from the field. Young, talented prospect. He was a 10th pick in the draft. Never got an opportunity to play. He can be a really nice player for this team. And this is the type of team he needs to be on where he can get opportunities. for the Orlando Magic. Paolo, 17 points, 4 boards. Wendell Carter Jr., nothing offensively, 1 for 7 from the field, but had 11 boards and 2 steals. Hope he can get some blocks, but he's still getting those 31 minutes. And he's only 26 years old, but I'm telling you, he's got to do better. Just like Miles Turner, got to do better. Desmond Bane, 31 points, 2 steals and a block. Jalen Suggs, 16 and 10 with 4 steals and 3 blocks. That's incredible. 4 steals and 3 blocks. That's why we love Jalen Suggs. In addition to 10 assists. Crazy game by Jalen Suggs. Anthony Black, 13 points and a steal. Mo Wagner, 12 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and a block all over the floor. Franz Wagner, only 5 points, had 2 steals, 1 for 7 from the field. It was just an off night for Franz. He needs this All-Star break more than just about anybody. Next game, the Celtics defeated the Bulls 124-105. Yabusele started again. He's been outplayed by Nick Richards most of the time, but they stuck with him. Yabusele had 13 points, not much else. I'll go ahead and mention Nick Richards off the bench had 5 points, 4 boards, but he did have 2 blocks. They played similar minutes. Yabusele was better offensively. Nick Richards was better defensively. So they're going to keep running it like that until Jalen Smith comes back. Patrick Williams started 12 points, 6 assists, 3 steals. That's what we want to see from Patrick Williams. You can do this every night. We can use you, Patrick Williams. He's been coming off the bench, been a disappointment all year. He showed signs of life in this one. 6 assists and 3 blocks. Really, really, very nice. Productive. We appreciate it. Montas Bozelas, 15 points, 8 boards, a steal and 2 blocks. I want him to shoot more. Colin Sexton starting in this one, 15 points and 2 steals. Anthony Simons, 7 points, 5 boards. Off the bench, they gave Leonard Miller some minutes. We appreciate that. Only 7 minutes, but had 5 points. It was a blowout. You got to remember that. Jaden Ivey came off the bench, and that was with no Josh Giddey. Jaden Ivey came off the bench. So they chose to play Sexton over Ivey. That's not a good sign for Ivey. But Jaden had 10 points and a block in 29 minutes. Rob Dillingham had a nice game, 16 points, 7 assists, 3 steals. That's more than a nice game for him. That's a great game. And they're going to have some type of a dilemma with all these guards they have. And if they're wanting to play all of them, and that's without Giddey, it's going to be interesting. No Trey Jones either. We'll see what happens. For the Celtics, who won, Sam Hauser, 12 points, 4 threes. Nemeas Kidd, 8-6. So the production has dropped tremendously with Vucevic there. We'll get to him in a minute. Derek White, 9 points, 9 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. That's his game. Jaylen Brown, 24, 4-4. Baylor Shireman started 10-5 with a steal. Nikola Vucevic, 19-11 with 2 blocks and a steal. Great game. I mean, that's a starter's game. It's only a matter of time before he puts Nemeas Kidd on the bench. That's a tremendous game. And it was a revenge game against his old team. Luka Garza was held to only 7 minutes. So he's going to be out of the rotation now that they have Vucevic, unless they are resting Vucevic. Payton Pritchard, 26 points off the bench, 5 boards, 8 assists, 2 steals. And they're starting Baylor Shireman over him. We're just going with him as a Cam Thomas type at this point, off the bench, points, score, lighting it up, power, offensive power punch for the second unit. And that was not expected. That came out of nowhere, but it's working for the Celtics. So we'll see if they keep doing it. Jordan Walsh, 16-6 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. Really good game by Jordan Walsh, who has disappeared for a while. Next game, the Pacers defeated the Nets 115-110. Jairus Walker, 23-5 with a steal and a block. Great game for him. 50% from the field. Keep it up, Jairus Walker. We want to see more of this. Jay Huff, 11 points, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Love that. Kobe Brown started, newly acquired from the Clippers. Only 4 points, but has 7 boards. Ben Shepherd, 9-4. Cam Jones started, 11 and 6 assists. Micah Potter off the bench, 19-12 with a steal and two blocks. That's a tremendous game. Ethan Thompson, 15-5 with three steals. Quentin Jackson, 9-5 assists. Talon Peter, 14-2 steals. For the Nets, Zaire Williams started, finally had a good game, 19-5 with three steals. They were on Sharpe, 19-12 with two steals and two blocks. And that was because Nick Claxton did not start. Yegor Jungman, 13 points, 5-5 with a steal and a block. Nolan Treyor, 20 points, 8 assists and a steal. Really nice game. Off the bench, Danny Will, 14-8. And Ben Saraf, 12 points, 4 boards. If you're not familiar, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing and precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
William is Bill, covering the games of the week, Monday through Friday. Myself, Tim Woodson, we're on a rotating schedule to get you all the information you need for your fantasy lineups. The NBA Fantasy Today podcast with Brew and Doc will be on later, and they're going to give you all the fantasy insight that you need as well. So stay tuned in. But for now, let's get back to these box scores. The Knicks defeated the Sixers 138-89. That's almost a 50-point blowout. That's embarrassing. Cat, 21-11 with a steal and a block. Josh Hart, 7 boards, 9 assists, and a steal. Mikal Bridges, 22 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals. Landry Shamet, 9-5. Jalen Brunson, only 8 points, 4-4. Off the bench, Mohamed Diawara, 14-5 with the steal. Mitchy Robb, 11-6. Jose Alvarado with the huge 26-point performance, 4 assists, 5 steals. And that's in 19 minutes. So you say garbage time, but really, he didn't play 30, 35 minutes like he could have. Jose Alvarado killed it in 19 minutes. Excellent game. For the Sixers, no Embiid, and that's why they lost. But no Paul George as well, but Dominique Barlow started, 13 points, 2 steals and a block. Oubre did nothing but have 7 boards in the block. Tyrese Maxey, he showed up, 32 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. BJ Edgecombe, 14 points, 4 boards and a block. Nobody off the bench even worth mentioning. For the next game, the Pistons defeated the Raptors 113-95. Tobias Harris, 12-12 with the block. Duncan Robinson, 13-4 with the steal and the block. Paul Reed, I told you he would start. Isaiah Stewart got a 7-game suspension. Jalen Duren, 2-game suspension. So Paul Reed's going to be useful at least one more game. And potentially, even when Duren comes back, because there's still no Stewart, his numbers may decrease, but they'll still be usable. But Paul Reed had 22 points, 5 boards, 3 steals. 4 blocks. Insane. Insane. Excellent production. If you were playing DFS or something, that was the way to go. Kay Cunningham, 28-7-9 with 3 steals and a block. Ausar Thompson, I thought he would step up. Terrible game, honestly. I'm not even going to mention that. Kevin Huerter, 9 off the bench. Dennis Jenkins, 9 off the bench as well. Next game, the Clippers defeated the Rockets 105-102. Kawhi with 27-12 with 4 steals. Love that. John Collins, only 12 points, 6 boards, and a steal. Same for Derrick Jones, 12 points, 2 blocks, and a steal. Brook Lopez, 15 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Chris Dunn, 16-6 with a steal. And Ben Mathurin off the bench, 16 points, 3 steals, and a block. Great game by Ben Mathurin, even though he went 3-for-10 from the field. So he made 2 more shots. It's a much better game. So the shooting was off, but you love the 3 steals. You love the great free throw percentage. And he's still getting accustomed to the team. He should be starting, honestly. We'll see how that goes. For the Houston Rockets, Kevin Durant, 21 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, and a block. Great game. Jabari Smith, 16-12. Wanted some blocks or steals in there, but 50% from the field, solid. Tari Eason, 13-3. Alperen Sengun, 16-9 with 3 blocks. And Amen, 12-6-5 with a steal. Reed Shepherd had 17 off the bench with 4 assists, a steal, and a block. Next game, the Timberwolves defeated the Blazers 133-109. Another blowout. And I mean, why was there 14 games tonight? It's ridiculous. Yesterday, it was hardly any games. Oh, the NBA and their scheduling. Anyway, Jeremy Grant, 10 points, 4 boards. Tamani, 9-8. Denny Avdija, the All-Star, only 11 points, 5 boards, 5 turnovers, 2, 3 of 14 from the field. Terrible game by Denny, but the All-Star game would give him a much-needed break. Donovan Klingon, 8-9 with a steal and 2 blocks. Drew Holiday, 23-5-5. Vic Krejci came over from the Hawks. He was doing very well with the Hawks. He finally got some minutes with the Blazers. Put up 17 points. Not much else, but he's a solid player. Scoot Henderson with 18 points, 4 boards, 2 assists off the bench. Nice game. Want to see Scoot doing that even more. For the T-Wolves, Julius Randle, 41 huge points, 7 boards, 1 steal. Jaden McDaniels, 21-6-6 with 2 steals, 2 blocks. Rudy Gobert, 17-8. Dante DiVincenzo, bad game, but he had 3 steals. Anthony Edwards, he was questionable, but he played 14-4 with 2 steals and a block. Off the bench, Naz Reid and Ayo, 11-12 points. Naz had 7 boards and 2 blocks. Ayo had 2 steals. And this has moved Bones Highland to only 9 minutes. So acquiring Ayo has hurt Bones a lot. Next game, the Heat defeat the Pels, 123-111. Simone Fontecchio, 15-4 with 2 steals. Bam Adebayo, 27-14 with 4 blocks. That's the Bam we want to see. And that was alongside Khalil Ware, who had 16-12 with a steal and 2 blocks. Davion Mitchell, 9-5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 23-8 with 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Great game. And Kasper Chalkachunas, 11-4-3. For the Pels, Herb Jones, 2 steals. Zion Williams, 25, 4 boards, 3 assists. Trey Murphy, 19, 6 assists, 4 boards. Derek Queen, 12-5 with a block. Sadiq Bey, 14-9 with 4 assists. Off the bench, Bryce McGowan, 12 points. Jeremiah Fias, 13-11 with 8 assists and 2 steals. Great all-around game by No Fears, Jeremiah Fias. We got 4 games left, ladies and gentlemen. Super long slate, but they're getting it all jam-packed before All-Star break. The Thunder defeat the Suns 136-109. Hartenstein, 8-6 assists. Chet, 13-4. He's an All-Star. Is he deserving? I'm not sure. Can't be having games like this, Chet. Lu Dort, 9 points. Jalen Williams, the guard, 28 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. I heard something about his hamstring or ankle tonight, so keep an eye on that. Hopefully, he didn't do much more damage to it. He's missed a lot of games this year. Cason Wallace did nothing. The big Jalen Williams, 11-6 with 5 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. He's putting up work. Kenrich Williams, 15-6. Isaiah Joe, 21 points. Aaron Wiggins, 12. Jerry McCain, 12. For the Suns, Royce O'Neal, 12 as well. Dylan Brooks, 23-5 with 2 steals. Mark Williams started, did nothing. Jordan Goodwin, 12 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. Colin Gillespie, 6-5. Not a great game. Jamari Bouye, 11-6. Kamal Malowak played 12 minutes. Good to see. But 6-6 in 12 minutes, that's pretty solid. If I didn't mention also 8 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. Next game, the Jazz blew out the Kings 121-93. For the Kings, Maxime Reynaud started. He had a great game last game. This game, not so much. DeMar DeRozan, 20 points. Devin Carter, 19-5 with 4 assists. And Doug McDermott, 14 points, 2 steals. Where did Doug McDermott come from? Who knew he was still playing in with the Kings? Yeah. Anyway, for the Jazz, Lauri Markkanen, and they're winning. The Jazz don't want to be winning these games. They can't help themselves. Lauri Markkanen, 19-7. Jaren Jackson Jr., 23-4 with a steal and a block. Nurk, 8-9 with a steal. Excuse me. Isaiah Collier, 12 points, 14 assists, and a steal. He's putting up those assist numbers like crazy. He could lead the league in assists if he started every game. Ace Bailey, 13 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. And I assume he will replace Cooper Flagg in the rookie All-Star weekend events. He should. Bryce Sensabaugh, 19 points and a steal off the bench. Next game, the Nuggets beat the Grizz 122-116. For the Grizz, Kyle Anderson started 8-3. GG, 21-5 with a block. Jalen Wells, 17 points and a block. Ty Jerome, 19, 7 assists. Jamal Mayshak started this game, 9 points, 2 steals, and a block. It's good to know he started. He's been playing very well for this team, a rookie out of nowhere. Omax, 14-5. Taylor Hendricks, 10 points, 2 boards, and a steal in 20 minutes. Want to see a few more minutes, but good game by Taylor. Solid, at least. Scottie Pippen Jr., 8 points, a steal, and a block. For the Nuggets, Cam Johnson, 5-4 with the steal. Not a good game. Jokic, 26, 15, 11. Almost a triple-double. No, that's a triple-double. 26, 15, 11. That's a triple-double. But he had 9 turnovers. He almost had a quadruple-double in a negative way. But you take what you can get. You can't complain about a triple-double. Jamal Murray, 23 points, 6 boards, 7 assists, and a block. Christian Brown, 14-7 with 6 assists. Julian Strother, 11 points. Tim Hardaway, 21 off the bench. Bruce Brown, 10 off the bench. JV, 9 off the bench. And for our last and final game, there are 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Pretty much wrapped up. For the Spurs, they're up 114-106. And Champagne, he's played the whole game, has 0. Well, he's played 20 minutes, has 0 points and 1 block. It's not going to change too much. Wembanyama, 24-9 with a steal and 2 blocks. De'Aaron Fox, 23 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. Devin Castle and Steph Castle. Devin Vassell and Steph Castle, 2 of their worst games of the year. I did hear Castle got banged up tonight, but not a good game. They're going to need all 4 to be productive. Harrison Barnes, 10-5 off the bench. Keldon Johnson, 17-4. Carter Bryant, 8-5. Luke Kornet, 4-1-1. And Dylan Harper with 14-7 with 4 boards. And for the Warriors, Draymond has 12-12 at this point with 7 assists. Great game. He's truly stepping it up without Steph. Gui Santos, 9-5 with 4 assists and 3 steals. De'Anthony Melton, who's been killing it, 17-7. Moses Moody, 17-4 boards. And Pat Spencer, 9-4-4. Off the bench, Quinn Post had 12 points. Gary Payton, 10. Pozemski, 14-5. So that is your huge 14-game slate. Didn't know if I was ever going to get through with that. But here we are. Let's go over your players of the night recap real quick. Then we get into your questions if you have any. Jalen Johnson, 19-13-9. Brandon Miller, 31-9. Victor Wembanyama, 24-9. Melton, 17-7. Champagne for the Wizards, 12-8-3, providing the spark. Sam Merrill, 32. Donovan Mitchell, 30. Cam Thomas, 34. Desmond Bane, 31. Montas Buzelis, 15-8. Peyton Pritchard, 26-8. Micah Potter, great game, 19-12. Same for De'Ron Sharpe. And then Jose Alvarado, 26-5. He had 32 points himself. That's Maxi. And for the Pistons game, Cade with 28-7-9. Scotty Barnes 17-7 with 3 steals. Kawhi with 27-12-4 steals. KD 21-8-6. Drew Holiday, 23 points. Randall, 41-7. Bam, 27-14-4. Zaire, 25. J-Dub, 28. Dylan Brooks, 23. Dylan Carter, 19. Jaren Jackson, 23. Jaren Jackson, G.G. Jackson, 21 points. And then Nikola Jokic, 26-15. Crazy night of basketball. I've had a ton of games at the beginning of the season, but no 14-game slates. That's insane. All right, let's see if you guys know questions tonight. You're ready for All-Star Weekend just like I am. All good. We appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. Tuning in to the Box Score Breakdown. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here, so we truly appreciate it. Hope you're ready for your fantasy break with the All-Star Game. Who do you think's going to win a dunk contest, three-point contest? The format is crazy with the internationals, so we'll see. Hopefully, it'll be something that the team and the leagues can hold on to. But for now, that'll do it for tonight, Wednesday's 14-game slate. Thank you for listening to the Box Score Breakdown, who is presented to you by FanDuel. Thank you all again. Until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.